This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Coloradans will be hard hit by a federal budget which is approaching passage. That warning from health policy experts. CPR's John Daly reports.
Senate Republicans Tuesday passed the largest cuts to health care and food assistance in U.S. history, with deeper cuts than the House version. It would mean hundreds of thousands of Coloradans losing coverage, according to Adam Fox with the Colorado Consumer Health Initiative.
The results of this bill will mean people dying prematurely, people not getting the health care that they need, more people landing in medical debt, hospitals and clinics closing or reducing services.
Republicans say they want more efficiency and to root out waste, fraud, and abuse. The bill now heads back to the House, who will vote on it again with the new Senate changes. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Barry Morphew made his first Colorado court appearance on new murder charges Tuesday. Morphew is accused of killing his wife, Suzanne, in 2020. CPR's Ben Marcus.
The case has garnered intense media attention since Suzanne first went missing back on Mother's Day in 2020. And that interest in the case was a major part of Tuesday's hearing. The judge issued an order allowing recording by news media. Morphew's attorneys had objected, arguing he would not get a fair trial. The judge made clear she doesn't want media disrupting the small courthouse in Alamosa, more than 200 miles southwest of Denver. The previous district attorney who first tried to prosecute Morphew back in 2021 before the charges were dropped was disbarred, partly because of comments she made about the case in media appearances. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Hundreds of millions of ash trees have died across the U.S. since an exotic beetle arrived more than 20 years ago.
It's about a centimeter long, and it's metallic green. It's actually kind of a handsome insect.
Handsome, but destructive, and now it's spreading across parts of Colorado. And there's more about that in about 15 minutes. Another sunny day across Colorado, Denver, and Grand Junction in the mid-90s. Colorado Springs staying in the 80s this afternoon. This is CPR News.